Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Alan C., Principal and Chief Marketing Officer, award-winning officer, multiple award-winning marketing Chief Marketing Officer of CNO Temps, LLC. CNOTemps.biz, right, Alan?
CMOTemps.biz, yes.
Tell us what you do for your customers.
So I provide fractional CMO leadership services, which is a fancy way for saying that, you know, there's a lot of smaller, mid-sized businesses out there that aren't ready to hire a full-time CMO, and yet they'd like to have access to a marketing leader who has that experience.
A high-powered, award-winning marketing officer. Many years ago, before I started my media company, I had a consulting company. I was a consultant to small businesses. And my tagline was, I'm an executive vice president you can rent.
Exactly. Rent
what,
a CMO or CMO
you,
as a
that's
service.
What you, that's
is,
what you do. Yeah.
Another fancy way or
very
way
smart.
To say it.
And you work with people all over the country, right?
All over the country.
Yeah.
And so I am a little bit of a road warrior, although through Skype and
so
the
much
wonders of the internet,
yep,
it's
yep.
very possible to do a lot of things remotely with a webcam.
Absolutely. Yeah. So check it out, folks. CMOTemps.biz. And we're talking about this customer engagement situation with social media, how big a deal it is, and how the fact that you can't use the NFL as a model, the thing that I as you indicated earlier, the last book I wrote, The Age of the Customer, the major thing that I established there was that it's still important to be competitive. But that's not the first thing that people evaluate you on anymore. They evaluate you based on whether you're relevant to them or not. And then if you pass that test, then they find out if you're competitive or not. But they can rule you in or out based on relevance. And part of relevance is what you said, how we make them feel.
Exactly, how you make them feel. I mean, and as pointed out in your book, I mean, one of the first two questions they're asking themselves is, what's in this for me, and how does it impact me? Why should it be important to me, or why is it relevant? And so, especially for that small business owner, you look at this intersection between content-based marketing distributed through these what you hope are your engaging social media channels, and this is where you're getting that first chance to be able to establish that relationship, to be able to listen but to your customer base. And of course, one of the easiest, fastest ways to be able to show that you're ready to listen, that you're ready to engage, is just to do that simple motion of clicking the follow back button when we're talking about the platform of Twitter.
Well, and it's sort of like love and hugs, you know. Love and hugs are not zero-sum games. They're plus-sum games, meaning you can't. There are an infinite number of hugs. There's an infinite number of amount of love. There's an infinite number of clicks, right? You can do it all you want. As long as that little spring will pop back under your inner key, you're good, right? You're golden.
It is. And, you know, I've kind of looked at this as a math equation, and you build this around trust. So if you look at trust, let's say, what's my trust number? And I look at it as an equation to say trust is equal to relevance or credibility times rapport divided by risk. If I'm doing things to build rapport, to build credibility, and reducing their risk, I'm going to have a very high trust number. So every action throughout the day should be thinking about rapport, credibility, reduce risk, build that trust. And, of course, rapport, a key point of rapport is that you're showing that you're listening. You're listening for that feedback. You're listening and not just broadcasting.
Right. That's exactly right. And here's the other thing. at some point in time, you're going to have to find a way to redeem yourself, whether you're rightly accused or wrongly accused, with your community. And if you've acted in an arrogant, disconnected way, they're not going to redeem you when you say, "I'm sorry, we messed up that order," that's really important, isn't it?
It's absolutely. You're spot on. And really, in my mind, what you're referring back to is building your social capital.
That's exactly right.
And to have a big bank of social capital is something that you want to strive for, because it's not that you will, hopefully you won't make any bad missteps where you're needing to draw back on.
But it's just a matter of time before even somebody does something mean to you that you don't even justify. But the key, when I'm asked
absolutely.
This question, I tell people the key to overcoming a bad review is to have 100 good ones before it gets there. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Or 10.
To have that social capital in there is what you definitely want to be striving for.
Hey, Alan, when's your book coming out?
Well, it's being worked on.
All right.
I do have a free ebook that's available on my website, How to Effectively Market Your Personal Brand and Business on Twitter.
Wow, it's free.
45 pages of great information. Absolutely free.
Sound like a heck of a deal, folks. CMO Temps
on my website,
cmotemps.biz. Go there and check it out. Thank you, Alan, for being here today, and come back soon.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next
Happy
time.
Happy New Year.
Alan C., ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Alan joined us, and so we did. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.